A man was sitting by a pool of water just below a waterfall. As he watched the water, he noticed a swimmer frantically trying to make his way to the shore. The bystander threw off his shoes and jacket, jumped into the water, and rescued the man. After they swam to the shore and caught their breath, they noticed two other swimmers floundering in the torrent below the falls. They both jumped in to save the drowning people. A short while later, three other people came over the falls, fighting for their very survival, and on and on and on. During a brief respite, the first person began to wonder what was happening above the waterfall that led to so many people falling into the water. He dashed up the embankment around the falls, and there he saw the problem. The mooring of a footbridge had been broken. This caused the unstable condition, which led to so many near deaths. Fix the bridge, he thought, and the risk of multiple drownings would be radically reduced. When the staff and global partners of CBM work with kids at risk, we find ourselves on both ends of the waterfall. We are certainly seeking to save as many children as possible from the perils of violence, sexual assault, child labor, illiteracy, predatory and unjust practices, and indeed, life without God. But there is a second, longer view that we witness over and over again. And that is when a child's life is spared, the multiplier effect is huge. When we engage in ministries among vulnerable children, we are not only helping them, but we are making a huge impact in risk reduction within entire communities. CBM's Western Canadian representative, Dennis Shearman, and his wife, Judy, moved from Indonesia to Cochabamba, Bolivia, in 1994. For several years, they labored alongside the Latin American reps, David and Kathy Phillips, and our Baptist partners to develop a vibrant ministry, Casa de la Amistad, or the Friendship House, where children of incarcerated parents are offered a safe environment. While children no longer live inside the prison due to new government policies, they are still stigmatized by their parents' situation. The Casa provides them with educational support, psychosocial care, nutritious meals, health care, and hygiene training. They also learn stories from the Bible and are invited to find faith in Christ. For children who attend the Casa, it's a safe place to thrive and learn to just be a kid. Casa de la Amistad has ministered to thousands of children in its over 30-year history. Many of these same children, now grown up, have gone on to careers in civil service, law enforcement, and many other professions. Several have even become caregivers and guardians to other kids who are at risk of delinquency. In Robert McAfee Brown's delightful little book, Unexpected News, Reading the Bible Through Third World Eyes, I discovered that the saying, the least of these, in Matthew 25, was, in the language Jesus spoke, which was Aramaic, a common term used to describe children. When we serve the needs of kids at risk, we are doing it for Jesus. In this issue of Mosaic, I want you to discover the rich blessings of working with children above the waterfall, as you'll hear stories of education, youth outreach, and prevention, while also attending to the grueling but needy work below the waterfall with children victims of rape, child poverty, and displacement. Jonathan Wilson and I have written an article in Duo. He grapples with the macro view of our scriptural mandate, while I recount the micro view of specific endeavors to care for kids at risk. And now this word from a proud father. My second daughter, Caitlin, is studying at Tyndale University College in the Bachelor of Education program. She wants to be a teacher like her mom. When she was pressed in her interview for her motivation to become a teacher, she replied without hesitation, "Because it is my very best shot to help change the world." So thank you for taking your best shot at changing our world by caring for kids at risk.